Well, the Indianapolis City Market and Big Car Collaborative will use a $220,000 grant from Southwest Airlines and the Project for Public Spaces to create an interactive experience between the downtown City Market and Monument Circle. Now, Indianapolis is just one of five communities of the country that were selected for this project. And here to tell us more are the Executive Director of the Indianapolis City Market, Stevie Stays. Welcome, Stevie.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Jim Walker, the founder and executive director of the Big Car Collaborative. Good to have you here, Jim.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
This is an exciting exciting adventure for the city of Indianapolis, which is really what both of your organizations are about. And it's all based on something called placemaking, that we hear that word thrown out around a lot. What is placemaking?
Well, it's a little deceptive, but it's less about making the place. It's more about making the place a good place for people. And so where you can have a nice social experience, where you're comfortable, where you can get involved in art or just playful experiences.
And this grant money is going to kind of seed this idea that you two organizations have kind of conceived together.
Yeah, exactly. So the idea or ideas were pretty loose. Because we really want to hear from the community and stakeholders as to what they need and want in downtown places to make them more engaging, to make them more user-friendly. So we'll be hosting a workshop to talk about what those things are. But I think with our relationship with Big Car, City Market's relationship, Project for Public Spaces and Southwest Airlines both looked at both of us and said, these guys have worked together before, and they've done some interesting programmatic efforts and programming in their respective spaces and around the city. We like what they have to say.
Well, Spark on Monument Circle last summer was a huge success, and I'm guessing you're going to take some of the things that really worked there to maybe put at the top of the list here.
Yeah, we worked together with Stevie last year at City Market a little bit through Spark, and the two places are so close to each other, and there's so much energy on the east side of downtown, and we're just excited about the possibilities of connecting the circle and the fun and the energy that we were able to help bring down there, down Market Street to City Market, and make that all a connected program space for people.
Because as we were talking about, ideas for Monument Circle have been tossed around a lot, and the City Market has been through many different incarnations, but this time, this might be the glue.
I think so. I think it, as you look east to all the development, of course, Cummins and 360 Tower and 21C Hotel and so many other great things, including the artistry, they'll have their own places that they kind of activate and deal with. And I think, the east side, without respect to the City Market, which this year celebrates 130 years, is still fairly new. I mean, you see all the development and construction going on around us, and we're still navigating the waters of what's it going to look like. But I think really engaging people in that process, and as Jim said, making it a place where people want to be social and playful and have fun and engage with the space. That East Plaza especially has been a plaza that isn't all that interesting or engaging, and I think it can be, and I think that's what we're going to start to see.
Well, and you have to find the balance too for something that's for all ages and for visitors. This is a pretty big task.
Yeah, well, the cultural trail is right there too, and I really feel like there's just a lot of things that come together at that place, and it's a great place for people who live here and for visitors to go to.
Have you seen this project in other cities where the same kind of thing has gone through and what they've done?
Well, we got to hear from some of the former winners, past winners of the grants, and there's been some very interesting initiatives, especially in downtown Detroit where, and Jim, what's it called? They
Campus Martius Park.
Mm-hmm. They built a beach in downtown Detroit. And it's been a phenomenal experience and success for, again, residents, employees, visitors. So not that we're going to be building a beach, but we'll be doing something very interesting.
But never say never.
Right.
And we'll look forward to finding out what that is. Jim Walker from Big Car and Stevie Stays from the City Market, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll look forward to seeing what happens next on that stretch of downtown Indianapolis. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.